Coach Ludwig was on here a few minutes ago, and he sounded, I guess you'd say, very displeased with the turnover situation. Now that you've had a few days, you know, and you've seen the film, just what are your thoughts on what the turnover situation is right now?
Yeah, man, it starts with me, and I got to be better in that area for sure. You know, it's something that has to be eliminated if we want to win games. And, you know, it's something we plan on getting fixed this week of practice.
Jake, just a quick follow-up. Orlando is generally the center, but Nick kicked inside on Saturday night. From a preparation standpoint, how difficult is it to practice with different centers? And what do you expect that situation to look like against Oregon State?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a challenge, but I mean, I think that's what this whole year has been. This whole year has been a challenge, and but you know, I thought Nick did a great job, and not really sure what it's going to be like this week, but whatever it is, that I know they'll be fully prepared and ready to go.
And now that you've had a chance to go look at the last game, what really caused you guys to stall out and not score any points in that second half against Washington?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at it, and we moved the ball at times, and then, you know, we had the interception, the fumble, the fourth down stop. So just a lot of things where it kind of gave them the momentum back. And there's something that we can't allow to happen, especially when we had them down 21-0. You know, I think we got to keep the pedal in the metal and just to continue to pour it on them and not let them get back in the game.
Hey, Jake, how you doing this morning?
Doing good.
So, Brant Keithy is one of the most dynamic players in the conference. You know, speak to kind of his talent, his skill set, and how come he hasn't really been a part of the game plan, you know, through two games thus far? I mean, he had a great first quarter, you know, last game, but kind of silenced the rest of the way. How do you get him more involved?
I mean, Brant's, one of those guys that can definitely bust the game open with one play. But, yeah, we've got to find ways to keep getting him involved. When we get him the ball, good things happen for our offense. And, you know, just got to continue to, you know, the defense makes adjustments too, the way they're playing them. So we got to, you know, make some too and find ways and creative ways to get him the ball however we can.
Jake, the first couple of games, you've had several plays where you've kept the ball on quarterback runs, popped tacklers at the end of the plays, absorbed hits. Is that something you've consciously tried to work into your game to be more of a runner as well as a pocket passer? And are you concerned about absorbing some of the hits that you've been absorbing?
No, I definitely think it's, just playing ball. I feel good, and I'm just trying to do whatever it takes to move the ball down the field. I think there were some plays where I could have stayed in the pocket a little bit longer. So, got to work on that. But just trying to make a play, really. And as far as the hits, I mean, I know it sounds weird, but as long as you know how to take a hit, it really don't hurt. They hurt when you slow down and let them just, you know, hit you with their full force. If you're taking it to them a little bit, it kind of makes it not hurt as bad. So.